Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. Joe Biden's pick for vice president could be announced very soon, as early as today. A four-person vetting committee sent its findings last weekend and continues to communicate with the campaign. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports some members of that committee are from our region.
Two of the members are from Delaware, Senator Chris Coons and Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. So who's the running mate going to be? One thing we do know for sure is that Biden, during a debate in March, promised he would select a woman. The VP pick happens with the Democratic National Convention set for next week, an all-virtual edition because of the pandemic. Campaign staff and Secret Service were seen checking into Wilmington hotels yesterday by the minor league park, where Biden is expected to speak and officially accept the nomination.
The week after, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence get their turn with the Republican convention. Pennsylvania lawmakers announced they have successfully given out nearly half of the $225 million in COVID-19 relief grants designated for small businesses. More from KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Funding opened up end of June, and this week the first round of grants ranging from $5,000 to $50,000 will roll out, totaling $96 million.
Grant recipient will receive on average about $20,000, and approximately 5,000 grants will be awarded.
State Senator Vincent Hughes helped to lead the caucus that got the funding and partnered with community development financial institutions to select businesses making less than $1 million a year with fewer than 25 employees.
Officials say 50,000 businesses applied, seeking a total of $865 million. Activists, community members, and elected officials took part in a peace rally outside of Philadelphia City Hall after two violent weeks in the city.
Put the guns down. Peace, not guns.
Philadelphia City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson, who is chair of council's Special Committee on Gun Violence Prevention, organized the rally.
It's not about pointing fingers. It's about making sure that we're all working in partnership.
There have been more than 250 homicides in the city so far this year, including that of a 7-year-old boy who was gunned down while playing on his porch earlier this month. There's a big celestial happening most of us will be able to see tonight, and KYW's Mark Abrams reports a well-known Philadelphia astronomer will be offering the play-by-play online.
Our guide to tonight's Perseids meteor shower is Derek Pitts, the chief astronomer of the Franklin Institute. He'll take over the Facebook page of Visit PA, Pennsylvania's tourism website, for the one-hour live presentation beginning at 9 p.m. Pitts says it's the perfect time to carry your phone or tablet outside and look up.
It's a great way to do it, because you can sort of listen along as I point out different things that might be available around the sky, or, you know, how to look for the Perseid meteor.
Think of it as your own personal planetarium without the dome.
Pitt says this meteor shower is the best sky show of the year. And the Sixers limp into their game today with the Phoenix Suns. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
Ben Simmons underwent successful left knee surgery Monday morning. Joel Embiid also won't play today against the Suns because of his left ankle. But yesterday, head coach Brett Brown said he believes Embiid will play at least one more seeding game Wednesday or Friday.
I do expect him to. That's just one man's opinion. You know, nobody's doing cartwheels over it. Something severe. One. Two, mm-hmm. I do believe it would be good for him to play before the playoffs begin.
Josh Richardson has off for rest.
The playoffs start next week. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.